I am Eric Holmes. I'm from the South Bryan FFA chapter of Plano, Iowa, and my science fair project was comparing ethanol production between switchgrass, prairie cordgrass, and wheat straw.
Explain your experiment here. What happened?
Okay. Last year I did a trial comparing both of those grasses I mentioned compared to corn and found that both grasses produce more ethanol than corn. So I wanted to look because both grasses grow well in very marginal areas, highly erodible, high salinity lands. And currently a lot of those lands are in wheat production, such as your Dakotas and Kansas. So I wanted to see whether wheat straw could produce enough ethanol to entice an ethanol plant to come and build. And then maybe then we could get the wheat straw production from your high productive lands and then get switchgrass and prairie cordgrass grown in marginal lands for ethanol production. I found out that both grasses produce more ethanol than wheat straw. However, wheat straw does produce enough ethanol to entice an ethanol plant to come and build.
How did you go about this? It sounds like this is something that that some companies would be terribly interested in.
I talked to a couple professors at South Dakota State who are trying to do some of these things at the research farm. And then I just researched online and found information about what other people are doing and then tried to base what they were doing and tried to connect it back to my own project.
Did you produce ethanol from these materials?
Yes, I produced about 35, 40 milliliters of pure alcohol from a 100-gram sample of each cellulosic substance.
What are your results?
That wheat straw, switchgrass, and prairie cordgrass could all be used for cellulosic ethanol production. Wheat straw could be used in very prime farm ground and be an added source of ethanol without competing with the food supply, while prairie cordgrass and switchgrass would work great for ethanol production in CRP lands or other marginal areas that really aren't suited for agricultural production.